Listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we just finished the first hour of Global Agogo with two selections from the classic compilation Nigeria 70, which is subtitled The Definitive Story of 1970s Funky Lagos. It has just been reissued by Strut Records on August 30th. And that last one was William Onyebor, who you could say was Nigeria's closest counterpart to George Clinton's Afrofuturistic funk. The song was called Better Change Your Mind from 1978. Now, David Burns' Luwakabop Records released a definitive compilation of Onyebor's music in 2013, but 12 years before that, you could hear him on Nigeria 70, and that's probably where David Byrne heard him the first time, too. Now, before that, we heard from Tony Allen and the Afro Messengers. Tony Allen, Fela Kuti's former drummer and music director, and we heard the track that was one of the first things that Allen released after he left Fela's Africa 70 in 1978 in search of new musical directions. And we heard the song No Discrimination, released in 1979, title track of Tony Allen's album of that year, but also on the Nigeria 70 compilation. And the Afro Messengers, of course, his first band after leaving Fela, and he named them after one of his heroes, Art Blakey, and of course his band, the Jazz Messengers. And we're going to get back into the music here in just a moment, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Remember, not all abusive relationships get physical. Intense jealousy, name-calling, threats, keeping tabs on where you are or who you're with, excessive calling or texting, or pressure to have sex, all of those can be signs of abuse. Virginia Anti-Violence Project works to address and end violence with a specific focus on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer communities across Virginia. If you or one of your friends is worried about a relationship, a sexual encounter, or if you're being harassed, you can call their confidential LGBTQ helpline at 866-356-6998, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for support, safety planning, and referrals. You can also visit virginiaavp.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to start the second hour today on Global Agogo in Northeast Brazil with some forró, that region's country music, sometimes referred to as music for maids and taxi drivers. And let's get started with Heleno dos Oito Baixos. And this song is called Comeco de Je Verão, right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. I'm
Samba, quando Rio San, tocar tamborim. Quando ele pegar no bandeirinho zabumba, quando ele aprender que o samba não é bumba, aí eu vou misturar Miami com Copacabana, chiclete eu misturo com banana, e o meu samba vai ficar assim. É, eu quero ver a confusão. O samba rock, meu irmão, é mais em compensação. Eu quero ver o vulgue-dungue de maluco e violão. Eu quero ver o rico sangue, frigideira, uma batucada brasileira.
There's the sound of Fahá from Brazil's northeast region, although that last band that you heard was from New York City. They're called Fahá in the Dark, and they're led by Mauro Refosco, who is a Brazilian that came to the U.S. to study music. and ended up joining bands like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Atoms for Peace, the Dirty Projectors, and also plays a lot with David Byrne, and you heard David Byrne as the guest singer on Fahan the Dark's version of Asa Branca, which is probably the most famous Faha song of all time. And that's from the debut album for Faha in the Dark from 2006 for New Blue Records. That's called Bonfires of São João. And before that, we heard from Jackson do Pandeiro, who helped popularize Faha in the rest of Brazil in the 1950s. And his version of Chiclete com Banana from 1959. So we covered 5 different decades with the 5 songs in that set. That was a song that would become a big hit for Gilberto Gil 13 years later. Before that, the king of Baião, the most famous artist in Faha, Luiz Gonzaga, and A Feira de Caruaru, or the market of Caruaru, where everything in the world is for sale. 1966 recording. Before that, a brand new single from Priscila Frage, who is a young Brazilian singer and guitarist who specializes in Faha, even though she's not from Brazil's northeast. You heard her doing Baio de Quatro Toques, which is a standard of the Faha repertoire. This was released as a single in March by Priscila Frage. And we started off that set with a track from a compilation that introduced many listeners, including me, to the sound of Faha. From 1989, it's called Brazil Faha, Music for Maids and Taxi Drivers. And I think this one is still in print. I think you can still find it as a CD. I don't think it's ever been released in a digital form, and not sure if it's on the streaming services or not. This came out in England on the Globe Style label, in the U.S. on Rounder Records, and it was compiled by a guy named Gerald Seligman, and I could go on and on about what he's done in his career, but I'm going to skip all of that and just let you know that the song you heard was called Começo de Verão by Helenu Dos Oito Baixos. And yeah, this Brazilian Portuguese pronunciation is a little tricky for me, so bear with me. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. It's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. So if the spirit moves you, just go to WRIR.org and click on the donate button.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you're invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
And that's coming up at the top of the hour here on 97.3 WRIR. And next up on Global Agogo is something from the new album by Los Bichos from London. It's called Talkie Talkie. And I've described this album as sounding like Krungbin if Krungbin knew how to have fun. So see if I'm right on this track. It's called 1K right here on Global Agogo. right, some psychedelic Latin music for you in that last set. That band is called Agrupación Ilegal Los Imparciales. They're from Argentina. And I was just introduced to them by my WRIR colleague Albert, who played them when he subbed for me here on Global Agogo 3 weeks ago. I had never heard of them until then, but now I have, and they're awesome. And you just heard their cumbia version of Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child, which is on an EP they put out in 2018 called Sonidero Psicodelico. And before that, it was La Sonora Masuden, who are going to be performing here in Richmond on Wednesday, September 25th at the Get Tight Lounge. They are the latest cool thing coming out of Bogota, Colombia, a 7-piece psychedelic dance band. Features two of the members of La Perla, who played here in Richmond back in March. And La Sonora Masuden's new album is called Magnetismo Animal, and it's going to be released on October 4th. From that album, we heard the song Conciencia al Escape, or Consciousness on the Run, which, and before that, I played the song that must have inspired the title, I assume. Maybe I'll get to ask them when they're here in Richmond. A song called Lobos al Escape, or Wolves on the Run, which is a classic Peruvian chicha track from 1970 by Los Orientales de Paramonga. And we started off the set with a chicha-inspired song from Los Bichos and their brand new second album, Talkie Talkie, which just came out on August 30th on City Slang Records. And it's a good time for all. The song that you heard was called 1K. And we got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo. Yeah, we do. That's right. And we're going to finish things up today with some Latin soul. We'll start with a track that's on a new anthology from Vampi Soul Records out of Madrid that marks the first time that Bobby Marin's name has been on the front of an album jacket. It's been on the back hundreds of times. The album is called We've Got a Groovy Thing Going, The Latin Soul of Bobby Marin. And he's produced hundreds of records since the 1960s in various Latin genres, started his own labels. He worked for Fania. He's worked for almost all the major labels as well as a producer, A&R guy, etc. He's still active, still has a record label. He's still a consultant for, I think, Codiscos Records. And he's also a singer. And I'm going to start this last set with one that he produced and sings on from a band called La Crema, named after the American band Cream. They were kind of a Latin supergroup this from the 70s in this case. The song is from 1973, and then it's their cover of War's Cisco Kid, which is going to crack you up. And then for information about the rest of the songs in this last set on the program, please visit WRIR.org or GlobalAgogo.com. Just click on the post for today's show at either of those places. And this show is entitled The Compilation That Started It All. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at the same time with Global Agogo's preview of the Richmond Folk Festival. Next up is David Noyes with Ambiance Congo. And remember, the future is unwritten.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Woo!
Cisco! Yeah. Oh, and for the fun.